Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic are pleased to announce our newest medical staff member, Celeste Jones, PAC. Celeste is no stranger to our community and brings a wealth of knowledge to Family Medical Clinic with over 21 years of healthcare experience. Celeste will start seeing patients February 26th. To make an appointment, call Family Medical Clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City, online at cmcfc.org.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you too will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908. Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
High school basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
High School. Tonight is Sterling Sub-District Basketball Finals coming your way. The Class D1 Sub-Districts involving the Johnson-Brock Eagles and the Diller-Odell Griffins. Hi, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. Tonight, joining me on the broadcast here on Sunny 101.3 is Johnson-Brock's Clara Heller. Clara, the voice of the Johnson-Brock Eagles on the Strive TV here at Johnson. Good evening, Clara.
Yeah, good evening. And we'd like to say a special welcome here to all our fans from Diller-Odell. We thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, the folks out in Diller-Odell with this 6:30 start, a little bit tough for them to get here on time. Johnson-Brock's girls come into tonight's game with a season record of 20-2 on the year. Their only losses were the season opener at Lincoln Christian, and then they lost to Sacred Heart in overtime in the finals of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Diller-Odell comes in riding a four-game winning streak. They have a record of 12-8 on the year. They reach this game by winning a squeaker over Dorchester Tuesday night, 48-45. In the previous two matches, Johnson-Brock won first in December by 31 points, but then 2 weeks ago tonight, they just won by 11. So the trend for Diller-Odell is to play a little closer than they have been. Looks like we're going to tip it up here quickly. We're going to work the starting lineups in once we get the game underway, and we're ready to go courtside and get ready to tip it up. Again, it'll be the Johnson-Brock Eagles and the Diller-Odell Griffins. Sometimes, Clara, the best laid plans just don't work out on the starting lineups. Again, I'm Randy Gatula. Clara Heller alongside in there to jump it up. They're set to tip it away. Bailey Velvet gets a control tip. Goes to Miley Weirs, driving baseline left side. Layup up and good. Miley Weirs, she averages a lot of points.
Yeah, on the season, she's averaging about 21.8 points per game.
There's a steal by Weirs on the inbound. She couldn't get the shot to fall, but she's fouled, and she'll be at the free throw line. So Weirs with the opening two, and now finds herself right back at the line to shoot two shots. See who this one's going to be on here.
They're going to call that on number 30, Chloe Weiss. First personal foul, first team foul for the game.
All right, at the free throw line, Miley Weirs. First free throw is up and good. It bounced around there for two or three times, but it finally dropped in. So Weirs with a quick 3 points here in the first 15 seconds of the ballgame. Miley Weirs ready for her second free throw attempt. It's on the way up and good also. She got them both. 4-0, your score, Diller Odell with the early lead. Full court pressure by the Lady Griffins. Chloe Weiss almost has it taken away. Now a tie-up. Possession arrow favors Johnson Brock, and the Lady Eagles will have the basketball. Off the tie-up. 7:38 to go. Opening seconds here in the first quarter. Inbound pass. They get it inbound to Behrens across court. Spin move by Buckmeyer. She's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Got rid of it somehow to Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman with a long three. Top of the key, short off the rim. And the rebound down to Jaden Hayek. Hayek being harassed all the way down the court by, on the right side here, by Chloe Weiss. Now kicks it to Vilda. Bailey Vilda in the paint is tied up. The ball ripped out of there by Buckmeyer and stolen. Buckmeyer gives it off to Behrens. She's trapped in backcourt in trouble. And a foul is going to be called against Diller Odell. We'll see who this is on. Waiting for him to post it here.
That's going to be on number 10, Jaden Hayek. First personal foul, first team foul for the Diller Odell Griffins.
Brooklyn Behrens takes the inbound pass across the timeline to Buckmeyer. Back it comes to Behrens in the paint. Behrens, a little floater, rolls around off the rim. Got it down. There's the first 2 points of the ballgame for Johnson Brock. Brooklyn Behrens on the little floater. 4-2 our score. Diller Odell up by two early in the ballgame. 6:49 to go here. Ball is tipped around for a minute. Now with it is Kenzie Strine. Strine penetrates in. Has the ball stripped away out of bounds, and Strine touched it last. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. As we said, Johnson Brock won the first meeting by 31 points and then only by 11 the last time they got together. That was 2 weeks ago tonight. Here's a downcourt pass into forecourt, tipped away. Touch last by Bailey Vilda. Right in front of our broadcast point, it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Brooklyn Buckmeyer will inbound it. Tosses into Chloe Weiss. Weiss works the left-handed dribble. Finds Buckmeyer in the corner. Inside to Ottoman. Ball tipped away from Ottoman. Whistle and a foul, I believe, going to go on Vilda.
Yeah, that'll be Bailey Vilda's first personal foul. Second team foul here for Diller Odell.
Johnson Brock will trigger it in baseline on the left side of their own bucket. Chloe Weiss to toss it in. She's going to have to hurry. Almost had a five count. Got it into Knippelmeyer. Now it comes to Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman has the ball dribbled away from her. It's grabbed up loose by Jaden Hayek. Hayek with the out pass out to Kenzie Strine. Strine across the timeline. Gives the ball up, coming back to the near side. Jaden Hayek. They run a weave. This is Bailey Vilda with the ball. Bailey's tied up. Needs help. Miley Weirs comes out to get the ball from her. Weirs now guarded in the man-to-man defense by Chloe Weiss. Weirs tries to work into the paint. Can't get there. Flips it back to Strine. Strine's bounce pass on the baseline. Kicked off the foot. One of the Johnson Brock players. The basketball will stay with Diller Odell. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Clara Heller along tonight on the color. Glad you joined us for tonight's broadcast. Diller Odell and Johnson Brock. Here's Kenzie Strine, the three that's partially blocked. Taryn Ottoman comes down with the rebound. To Chloe Weiss, down court quickly, right side. Here comes Behrens for a driving layup. Up, got it. Big collision, no whistle. Behrens laid it in. She's got 4 points now, and we're tied at four all with 5:42 to play here in the first quarter. Down court pass into forecourt, bounce pass right side. Vilda driving layup up, off no good. Rebound to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer, oh, she's got Behrens out ahead of everybody. Good job defensively by Miley Weirs. Weirs wants to push it down the other direction. Brooklyn Buckmeyer meets her. Here's Weirs for a long three. Got it. Miley Weirs hit the long three. She's got 7 points, all seven of Diller Odell's points. Full court pressure now, 7-3. Diller Odell on top. Buckmeyer gets the ball across the timeline. Underneath Knippelmeyer, driving Lee, and up and good. And again, a lot of contact, but no whistle. They're letting them play, Clara.
Yeah, and Diller Odell staying. very aggressive on defense. We've got about 5 minutes left to play here. Your score 6-7. Diller O'Dell in the lead 5-1.
This is Miley Weirs into forecourt. Passes to the right side. The shot is up, partially blocked by Taryn Ottoman. Aiden McKinney put that shot up. And that shot, and Ottoman blocked it. To the right side is Chloe Weiss with the ball. She goes against Bilda in traffic. She's double-teamed and triple-teamed. Kicks it back to Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman, right side, 10-foot jumper. Got it. Taryn Ottoman with her first 2 points of the ball game. And it's a seesaw contest. We've already had 4 lead changes. 8-7, your score. Johnson Brock up by 1. Girls D1 sub-district finals tonight here at Johnson Brock. This is Miley Weirs feeding inside to Kenzie Strine. Strine's shot is in and out, doesn't go. Taryn Ottoman with the rebound. Gets it out to Knippelmeyer. Down court looking for Barron. Ball tipped away. Kenzie Strine got a hand on it, knocked the ball away, and goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. Taryn Ottoman will inbound the pass. She'll trigger it in on the baseline on the left side under her own backboard. Ottoman lobs it up top to Weiss into the left corner. Knippelmeyer for 3. Got it. Natalie Knippelmeyer hit the 3-pointer. She's got 5, and it's 11-7. Johnson Brock up by 4. Kenzie Strine works to the corner right side. Brooklyn Barons with a steal. Or Brooklyn Buckmeyer with a steal. Buckmeyer gets it across the timeline, holds it up there, now gives off to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer dribbles back to the left side, looks to the corner. Here's Barons for 3 from the left corner, rims around off, no good, a fight for the rebound. Bailey Vilda comes out with it and gives the outlet pass up to Miley Weirs. This is Weirs across the timeline, off to the left elbow. Weirs feeds it to Aiden McKinney. Free throw line jump to McKinney, came up short, rebound down to Barons. Barons is double teamed in backcourt. Going to be tied up, and now a jump ball is going to be called. And the possession arrow goes to Diller O'Dell. I'll tell you, this pressuring defense from Diller O'Dell has caused some problems for Johnson Brock.
Yeah, definitely. Johnson Brock looking for a lot of offenses, but with this press, not able to quite get as many breakdowns out through past the timeline, especially from these baseline out-of-bounds
plays. Here's Miley Weirs for 3 off the back of the iron. No. The rebound taken away by Hayek. Up to Weirs, over to the left elbow. Bailey Vilda, 10-foot jumper, left wing. It bounces off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, putback won't go. What a whistle and a foul. Aiden McKinney got the offensive board and tried for the putback. She will be fouled, and we'll put Aiden McKinney at the free throw line.
Yeah, I believe they're going to call this foul here on number 2, Brooklyn Barons. That's going to be her first personal foul, second team foul here for Johnson Brock.
Aiden McKinney shooting 2 shots here. Takes aim. The first shot is up short off the front of the rim. 11-7, your score. Johnson Brock up by 4 with 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the first quarter at Johnson. Aiden McKinney ready for her second free throw. Takes aim. Launches the shot. It's up. This one is good. Right down the middle for Aiden McKinney, her first point of the night. And it's a 3-point ball game. Oh, here's a steal. Miley Weirs on the inbound. Shot is up. She got it. And she fouled. Miley Weirs, that's the second time tonight that she has stolen the inbound pass and turned it into points here.
Yeah, and they're going to call that on number 2, Brooklyn Barons. That'll be her second foul here. 3 team fouls now for Johnson Brock.
Miley Weirs already with 9 points in the basketball game. She can put herself in double figures with this free throw. 11-10, she could tie it up. Johnson Brock up by 1 at this moment. Miley Weirs takes aim. Free throw is up. It's in and out of there. Doesn't go, but the rebound comes down to Diller O'Dell. Pulling down the rebound was Bailey Vilda, and she's going to be fouled on the baseline. Chloe Weiss, perhaps? I think so. That's my guess. I don't know. They haven't posted it yet.
Yeah, that'll be Weiss's second personal foul. 4 team fouls now for Johnson Brock. Got to play carefully here, cleanly.
Miley Weirs inbounding on the baseline. Here's a shot that's up and off, no good. Then a whistle and a foul is going to be called, and they got tied up over there. I think Daly Pelican, the freshman who just checked into the lineup, is going to get tagged for the foul over there. It was kind of an awkward thing. Pelican was on the floor, and the shooter fell over the top of her. Jaden Hayek will be at the line. She's going to be shooting 3, I believe. That was a 3-point attempt. At the free throw line, a 5-1 junior. Coach Mitchell Atkinson wanting a bit of an explanation as to what took place over there. So Jaden Hayek at the line shooting 3 shots. The first one is up and good. That ties the game at 11-all with 3:05 to go here in the first quarter. Hayek ready for her second free throw attempt. It's on the way. It's up. This one rims off to the right. The starters tonight for Dylan Rodell were Jaden Hayek, Bailey Vilda, Aiden McKinney, Kenzie Strine, and Miley Weirs. Barons, Knippelmeyer, Buckmeyer, Weiss, and Ottoman were the five starters for Johnson Brown. Second free throw, third free throw is up. It's all no good. So she made one out of three. Rebound comes down to Barons. Barons pushing the ball down court to the left side, finds Buckmeyer. Bounce pass back up top. Barons, Buckmeyer left wing. Almost dribbled away. Weirs chases after it. Back into forecourt, they come with the ball. Buckmeyer, bounce pass, looking inside, trying to get it to Ottoman. Going to go out of bounds, kick off the foot on the baseline of Kiera Henneberg. Henneberg, a 5'6 senior in the ballgame. Timeout taken on the floor.
Well, we'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Johnson Rocks Drive and Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Clara Heller back with you here at Johnson Brock High School. 2:46 to play in the first quarter. We're all tied up at 11 apiece. Timeout was taken by Johnson Brock. Good ball game so far here, Clara.
Yeah, been a pretty close one. Diller Odell putting on some hot offense and defense. A lot of man-to-man pressure from them on baselines, out of bounds plays for Johnson Brock.
Daly Pelican, playing for the first time tonight after being out with a concussion a week ago, is back on the floor as the freshman. Pelican will inbound it, lobs it up top. Is it to the left side? Here's Pelican for three off the rim. No, rebound Miley Weirs. Weirs is going to push it down court, wants to take it to the left corner. Now tries to get to the baseline, can't get there. Top of the key, pass comes up top. Henneberg for three, flatted, bank shot off the glass. Kiera Henneberg, 5'6 senior, put the bank shot off the glass and got the three-pointer. Here's another steal, stolen back into the corner. Feeding underneath, Ottoman driving lay-in, up and good. Nice execution there on the part of the Johnson Brock girls, finding Taryn Ottoman for the easy lay-in right down the center of the line. 14-13 your score. Diller Odell up by one in the corner. The ball is going to be dribbled away and goes out of bounds. Touch flash by Miley Weirs. Johnson Brock will get the basketball. I'm not sure Miley maybe didn't take a shot to the nose there. She's kind of holding her face a little bit. Looks like she's going to be okay. Full court pressure now. Inbound the pass into Brooklyn Barons. Again to Pelican. Pelican down court. Long pass into forecourt Buckmeyer. Ottoman. Ottoman jump shot in the paint. Up. Off no good. Rebound. Miley Weirs. Weirs is going to bring it down in a hurry. On the left side into forecourt. Weirs works toward the free throw circle. Now pulls up a three from the left elbow. That's in and out. Rebound. Bailey Vilda kicks it out to the left side. Ball is loose on the floor. Buckmeyer comes up with it. Down court. Here we go. Two-on-one fast break. They give it to Ottoman. Driving layup. Couldn't get it. Rebound. Miley Weirs came down with it. They had a two-on-one fast break. Couldn't capitalize. Here comes Weirs down court. Gives it up to the top of the circle. Tatum Schroeder with the ball. Schroeder to Kiera Henneberg. Henneberg looks to the near side. Bailey Vilda for three. Big shot off the glass. Back-to-back three-pointers on bank shots off the glass here for Diller Odell has given the Lady Griffins a 17-13 four-point lead. Now coming down the right side with the ball with Daly Pelican, we've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Diller Odell. Again, we'll have to wait till they post it here.
That's going to be on number 23, Miley Weirs. Her first personal foul, 13 foul here for Diller Odell.
Daly Pelican goes to Knippelmeyer on the left wing. Back up top to Barons. Around the horn, Buckmeyer right wing. Now on the near side on the wing, there's Pelican. Inside Ottoman, off the glass, left-handed. Lay-in doesn't go. Ottoman's had two layups get away from her underneath the basket. The lead is four for Diller Odell, 17-13. Here comes Weirs in traffic. Wait a minute, a foul's going to be called, I think, on the floor before the shot here. And it's going to be on Pelican, I'm pretty sure. At the free throw line will be Miley Weirs. She'll be shooting two shots here.
And that'll be Pelican's second personal foul. Diller Odell in bonus currently.
Free throw is up and good. Miley Weirs has now hit 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. And she has 10 points in the ballgame, already in double figures here in the first quarter. Back into the lineup, Kinsey Strine back into the ballgame. Also, Madeline Party, 5'7 junior, off the bench into the game now for Diller Odell. Here's Miley Weirs, the second free throw. It's up and good. She's got 11 now in the ballgame. They held her to just 13 points for the whole ballgame 2 weeks ago. Tonight, she's got 11 here in the first quarter. Full court pressure being applied. Johnson Brock struggling with the press. They get it to Ottoman. Ottoman to the left side. Knippelmeyer. 10-foot jumper, left wing, off the iron. Tipped around, rebound, Buckmeyer. Good job under there by Brooklyn Buckmeyer to get that offensive board. There's a long three. Top of the key, up and good. Hitting the three is Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman, the post player, a junior, not afraid to pull up and put that long three up at the top of the key.
Yeah, and on the season, she's a 40% three-point shooter.
Well, no wonder she's putting that up. Here's a steal by Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens puts a shot in at the buzzer that doesn't go, and after one quarter.
We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to this girls' high school basketball game, Diller Odell versus Johnson Brock on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson Brock's Drive.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Hi. It's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
A reminder to our listeners on Sunny 101.3, our audio is being simulcast tonight on Johnson Brock Strive TV video stream. You can watch the game and listen to our broadcast tonight as you enjoy this one. 19-16, Diller Odell up by 3 as we move into the second quarter. Here's Taryn Ottoman on the baseline again, right under the bucket, point-blank range. I call those bunnies, and they missed another bunny under there. They've had two or three of those that have gotten away from them that would normally go. Here's a long three off the glass, doesn't go by Weirs. Rebound Buckmeyer, down court in a hurry. Underneath, Behrens goes up with a shot. She'll be fouled, and that foul, I'm sure, is going to go on Miley Weirs.
That'll be first personal foul, first team foul here for Diller Odell.
So at the free throw line will be Brooklyn Behrens. She has 4 points on a pair of field goals. This is the first free throw of the night for Johnson Brock. The shot is up and good. She now has 5 in the ballgame. The lead is cut down to 2. Bailey Bilda back into the contest now for Diller Odell. Aiden McKinney also back onto the floor.
And for Johnson Brock, number 42, Lainey Knippelmeyer in here for Taryn Ottoman.
Shot is up and good for Brooklyn Behrens. She got them both. She's got 6 points. It's a one-point basketball game. You said Lainey Knippelmeyer in. Ottoman's going to take a little breather here. Miley Weirs brings the ball up the court. Daly Pelican set to face her up here defense. Into the corner, Bailey Vilda. Top of the key, Kenzie Strine. Ball going to be stolen away on the fast break. Daly Pelican up and good. Daly Pelican, the freshman, with her first 2 points of the ballgame. And Johnson Brock back on top in a seesaw contest. Here comes Weirs. Look out. Spin move in the lane. Shot is up. Got it. And she will be fouled. Miley Weirs is having herself a ballgame already. I think she's got 13 now in the ballgame, and she'll be at the line here for the and one.
Yeah, that foul, I believe, is going to be called on number 22, Natalie Knippelmeyer. That'll be her first personal foul. First team foul here for Johnson Brock.
Miley Weirs' free throw is up and good. She got it. We'll add him up here again in a minute. Here's the inbound pass. Down court it comes. Knippelmeyer feeds left side to Knippelmeyer. Natalie Knippelmeyer. Now Daly Pelican for the long three. It's off the rim. Rebound fought for. Weirs comes up with it. Flips it out to her teammate. Got it over to Aiden McKinney. Ball is loose on the floor. Picked up by Natalie Knippelmeyer to Behrens. Now a collision on the baseline. An offensive foul. Oh, my goodness. On the right side, as Behrens made a move to the basket, one of the defenders got in front of her. And Brooklyn Behrens is going to get tagged for an offensive foul here.
Yeah, that charge is going to make two personal fouls here for Behrens.
I had that as her third, but I guess.
Or three, I suppose.
I'm surprised they, yeah, we'll see. Pretty sure that's her third, but we'll hope not. 6:34 to go here in the first half. 22-20, Dylan Rodell up by two. Here come the Lady Griffins. Bailey Builder for three. Hits the top of the backboard and then off the support. That's out of bounds. The ball will go back over to Johnson Brock. We got a dandy going here tonight. Randy Gatula, Clara Heller with you. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast on Johnson Brock's Strive TV, plus on Sunny 101.3 out of Falls City. Into forecourt, Chloe Weiss feeds to Ottoman, down to Daly Pelican. Pelican, a little floater, got the basket, and she will be fouled. Pretty sure the bucket's going to count here. Nice move there by the freshman, Daly Pelican, to get it down. She'll be at the line for the and one.
They're going to call that foul number 21, Kenzie Strine. That'll be her first personal foul. Second team foul here for Diller Odell.
Pelican for the and one is at the line. She takes aim. The free throw is up, and it's off. No good. The rebound comes down from the corner to Miley Weirs. Weirs will push it down the court. Chloe Weiss picks her up defensively. Across it goes to the left side. Strine from the free throw line. Jump shot is up and off. Rebound. Ottoman had it. Now it comes out to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer. Oh, my. She got Buck coming down court. Johnson Brock fans won't like that. Layup at the other end. That was good. Putting it in was Natalie Knippelmeyer. Man, Buckmeyer really took a shot here at midcourt. Pass inside, deflected away by Buckmeyer. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Diller Odell. Brooklyn Buckmeyer's having herself a game here defensively, playing well. See who they put that one on.
That one's going to be on Bailey Zilda, her second personal foul, and a timeout's called here on the floor, so we'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Girls Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson Brock.
Nemaha County Hospital extends a heartfelt salute to our incredible FFA chapters. We recognize that your hard work and dedication helps fulfill the mission of the Blue Jacket. You certainly inspire us all. As your proud community healthcare partner, thank you for cultivating leadership, growth, and service in our communities.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Coming up in about 15 minutes over on our sister station, KTNC, John Nixon will have the Sacred Heart Irish hosting the Sterling Jets in the D2 sub-district final. That's live from the Rowe Activity Center. Down court pass to Knippelmeyer. Natalie Knippelmeyer, shot is up and good. Natalie Knippelmeyer now with 9 points here in the first half, and it's 26-22. Johnson Brock back up by four. Pass tipped away, almost stolen over there by Daly Pelican, the freshman. It got away and went out of bounds. It'll stay with Dillard Odell. Inbounding the pass, Jaden Hayek to toss it in. Bailey Builda will take a breather. We'll see who's in replacing Builda here now. I think Berkeley Beekman is in the lineup. 5'8 sophomore Beekman in the ballgame now for Dillard Odell. On the left elbow with it is Hayek. She feeds into the corner. Underneath goes Kenzie Strine for a try for a layup. The toss no good. Ball tipped away. Daly Pelican down court has Knippelmeyer in front of her. Back it comes to Pelican. The layup. Pelican got hammered. Knocked to the floor. The shot would not fall, but Daly will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. Pretty sure that's on Kenzie Strine.
Yes, that's going to be Strine's second personal foul here. 14 fouls now for the Griffins.
Already 14 fouls with 5:03 to go in the quarter. The first of two free throws is up and off. No good for Daly Pelican. Daly has 4 points tonight, but now she's 0 for 2 from the free throw line. She'll have a second attempt coming here. 4-point lead for Johnson Brock, 26-22, with 5:03 to go in the second quarter. Second free throw is up and off also. Pelican is 0-for-3 now from the line. On the dribble is Jaden Hayek with the ball. Knippelmeyer comes out to come after. Kenzie Strine for three, right wing, no. Rebound, Laney Knippelmeyer. Gives it up to Taryn Ottoman. She's double-teamed in backcourt. Finds Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer across the timeline. Right side, Daly Pelican driving, laying up. Oh, Pelican couldn't get it to go. And the rebound down again comes to Miley Weirs. Here comes Weirs. She's already got 14 points in the ballgame. To Kenzie Strine. Back to Weirs in the corner. Deep, low post, left side. Inside Strine. Strine goes around Ottoman. Under the basket. Reverse layup. Couldn't get it. Whistle and a foul. And at the free throw line will be Kenzie Strine, a 5'7 senior, will step to the line. Kenzie has not scored yet tonight. This will be her first attempt from the charity stripe.
And that foul is going to be on number 24, Brooklyn Buckmeyer, her first personal foul. Three team fouls now for the Eagles.
Strine's first free throw is up and good for the senior. Kenzie Strine played her first 3 years of ball at Tri-County High School, transferred over to Dillard-Odell for this her senior season. Second free throw. We're going to have a lane violation. No, we aren't. Oh, my goodness. The Johnson Brock fans are going to be going nuts here. They were clearly in the lane well before the shot was put up. The basket is good. It's going to count. 26-24. Not sure how they missed that one. Players were in the lane well ahead of the shot. All right, down court against the fast break. Ball is stolen away. It's loose. Up court to come with the pass quickly. Tierra Henneberg holds it up. Henneberg feeds it in. Shot is up. Won't go. Whistle and the foul is going to be called on Laney Knippelmeyer here.
Yeah, Johnson Brock up to 14 fouls now. That's Knippelmeyer's first personal for this quarter.
Aiden McKinney at the free throw line. Aiden has made 1 out of 2 from the free throw line tonight. Here she'll be shooting 2 shots for the Lady Griffins. McKinney's first free throw is up, and it is good. She now 2 out of 3, has 2 points, makes the score 26-25. Johnson Brock up by 1. McKinney can tie the game up here if she hits this one with 4:10 to go in the first half. Free throw is on the way up and off the iron, no. Rebound down to Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman picks up her dribble in backcourt. She's going to need help, and the ball is stolen away. Kiara Henneberg gets the steal over and back. Yep. She stole it in forecourt, put it back to Miley Weirs, and it'll be an over and back call. They got it right. Right in front of our broadcast booth here. Great facilities to broadcast basketball at Johnson Brock. Just love coming here. Chloe Weiss to the left side, goes to Buckmeyer with it. Buckmeyer feeds inside. Laney Knippelmeyer, right side. Natalie Knippelmeyer off the glass. Shot is up and good. Natalie with the basket. Laney with the assist. With that basket, Natalie Knippelmeyer in double figure. She has 11 points. And it's back to a 3-point Johnson Brock lead, 28-25. Johnson Brock led by 4. That's been their biggest lead of this entire ballgame. There's a long 3 from the right side up and off over the top. Doesn't go. Miley Weirs put that one up. Miley with 14 points already in the basketball game. Looks like Laney Knippelmeyer will leave the ball game, take a break, and who we get back in here, I'm not sure.
Daly Pelican will be stepped in here for Knippelmeyer.
All right, here comes Daly Pelican driving lay-in for the freshman. Oh, nice athletic move. Daly Pelican has 6 points now, 30-25. This is the biggest lead of the ballgame for Johnson Brock, up by 5. On the baseline, under the bucket, trying to make a move to the hoop was Berkeley Beekman. Couldn't get there. Comes out to Henneberg with it. Henneberg across court. Down to Miley Weirs in the corner on the left side. Pelican is there with her. Weirs with a long 3 that doesn't go, in the rebound to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer is having a ball game under the boards here, doing a great job on the rebounding. A cross-court pass, Ottoman, nearly stolen. Ottoman inside the lane, jump shot off the iron, no. And the rebound to Chloe Weiss. Weiss, bounce pass up to Pelican. Top of the key, Natalie Knippelmeyer holds the basketball. Knippelmeyer to the left lane. Now to Buckmeyer once again with the ball. Buckmeyer top of the circle. Here's Pelican, 1 dribble, back to Buckmeyer on the left wing. Buckmeyer steps into Chloe Weiss, into the corner. Pelican passed up to 3 over there. Back to Weiss it comes. Weiss has it stolen away. Henneberg with a steal, stolen back by Weiss. Driving, laying up, no, but a whistle and a foul. And Chloe Weiss is going to be at the free throw line shooting 2 shots.
Yeah, I believe that foul is going to be on number 15, Aiden McKinney. That'll be her first personal foul. Five team fouls now for the Griffins, Johnson, Brock, and Dunnett.
Chloe Weiss at the line. She has not scored tonight. This free throw is up and good. That's her first point of the evening. It's a six-point lead now for Johnson Brock. This is the biggest lead for either team. We've had a number of lead changes back and forth in the first half of this ballgame. 2:19 to play here in the second quarter. Second shot is up and good also for Chloe Weiss. Makes it 32-25, a seven-point lead now for Johnson Brock. Here come the Lady Griffins. They need a basket this trip down. Moving to the left side. Shot is up off the glass. No. They kick it out to Weirs. Weirs guarded by Buckmeyer. Bounce pass top of the key. Hayek. Inside they go on the baseline left side. Shot is up. Doesn't go. Try for a rebound. Putting that shot up was Aiden McKinney. Then McKinney went after her own rebound, and we have a whistle and a foul on the baseline. I think McKinney is going to be stepping to the line to shoot two here. Who they going to give the foul on?
That's going to be on number 24, Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Her second personal foul. Both teams in bonus now in the second quarter here.
Aiden McKinney's free throw is up and good. She hit it. Aiden has now hit 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. She has 3 points, 5-9, and just a sophomore is Aiden McKinney. McKinney ready for her second free throw. She takes aim. The shot is up. It's good also. Aiden McKinney with a pair of free throws. Pulls Diller Odell back to within 5 now at 32-27. 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. Buckmeyer brings it across the timeline. Into the corner right side. Chloe Weiss handles the ball. Up top, Daly Pelican. Oh, Pelican with a nice pass. Put it inside to Ottoman. Taryn Ottoman needed to have one of those fall. She had missed two or three of those point-blank ranges. She got that one down. She's got 9 points now. Here comes Diller Odell with the ball. Miley Weirs, long three, in and out. And the rebound to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer did a good job of screening out Aiden McKinney to get that defensive board. Natalie Knippelmeyer into the corner. Chloe Weiss driving baseline right side. Came all the way under through and gives it up to Pelican on the left elbow. Pelican holds the ball back to Weiss for three from the left corner. It's off the rim and the rebound to Miley Weirs. Weirs kind of do it all for everybody here. She's a leading scorer. Weirs with a long three. It's off. The ball is tipped around. The rebound to Daly Pelican. Pelican got taken out down here in the corner. This is getting to be a physical ball game. Chloe Weiss, baseline left side with the basketball. A cross-court pass, Natalie Knippelmeyer with the ball. Natalie, down to Brooklyn Buckmeyer, baseline right side up to Natalie. 45 seconds to go here in the first half. A seven-point Johnson Brock lead. It looks like the Lady Eagles are going to dribble this out and play for a final shot. That's a lot of time to kill here. 35 seconds to play. So far, the Lady Griffins are just sitting back and letting them do it. Now Aiden McKinney, or check that, Dayton Hayek comes out to put a little pressure on. They go to Buckmeyer on the right wing. 20 seconds to go. Pelican back to the near side. Chloe Weiss, pretty soon they'll go with it. 15 seconds. Chloe Weiss being chased by Jaden Hayek to the near side. Knippelmeyer, Natalie Knippelmeyer with 10 seconds to Chloe Weiss. Weiss works to the baseline. Underneath, feeds it underneath. Ottoman shot is up and good. What a job by Chloe Weiss to hand that to Ottoman. Long shot at the buzzer doesn't go. And at the half, Johnson Brock is up by 9, 36-27.
Well, we'll step aside here for a two-minute break and be right back with the halftime scoring recap. You're listening to High School Girls Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson Brock's Drive.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full-circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments, call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Health First Pharmacy at 645 G Street in Pawnee City is open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8:30 to noon. Talk to the pharmacy about MedSync and make just one trip a month to the pharmacy. Also offering flu, COVID, RSV, shingles, pneumonia, and tetanus vaccines with no appointments necessary. Stop by and trust your Health First Pharmacy in Pawnee City. Open 6 days a week and proud to serve you with prescriptions and more. Hall Funeral Chapel, a full-service funeral home offering services, monument sales, and cremations with ownership in Southeast Nebraska Crematory. You will find compassionate friends that assist families from every walk of life to create a unique ceremony, no matter how big or small, that reflects on your loved one's life. Hall Funeral Chapel, with locations in Falls City, Auburn, and Johnson, works to spare your family any unnecessary pain. Call owner and funeral director Todd Deerberger 24 hours a day at 274-3131 or 245-3131.
Will you raise your own meat for the table? There's still the need to have it processed. Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson does both. Custom slaughtering and processing of your own farm-raised meat. Deer hunters, Pelicans can also process your deer. They can do special cured items such as summer sausage with cheese and pepper added, Polish dogs, as well as three different kinds of deer jerky. When you want quality meat processing, contact the professionals at Pelicans Meat Processing of Johnson.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School. It's halftime. The Johnson Brock Lady Eagles leading the Dillard O'Dell Griffins 36-27.
Well, tonight's halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. You can learn more at highland.cc.edu. Now here's Randy with a look at the first half numbers.
All right, let's take a look at the individual numbers. First of all, for Dillard O'Dell, they're led at the half by Miley Weirs. She has 14 points at halftime. Aiden McKinney with four. Adding three was Bailey Bill. Two for Kinsey Strine and one for Jaden Hayek for their total of 27. Listen to this, Dillard O'Dell fans. The Lady Griffins made 12 out of 17 from the free throw line. 12 first half points at the charity stripe for the Lady Griffins. The numbers for Johnson Brock, two players in double figures, Natalie Knippelmeyer and Taryn Ottoman with 11 points each. Daly Pelican came off the bench and added six. Brooklyn Barons also with 6 points. And Chloe Weiss added a pair of free throws for 2 points for their total of 36. Big disparity at the free throw line. Johnson Brock making just 4 out of 7 at the charity stripe compared to 12 of 17 for the Dillard O'Dell Griffins. Score by quarters, Dillard O'Dell led after one quarter, 19 to 16. They were up by 3. And here at the half, Johnson Brock leads it 36-27. Those are your halftime numbers.
Well, our halftime show this evening has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu.
All right, we're going to take a 2-minute break here. We're going to send it back to Seth Tollefson, our producer-engineer, for 2 minutes of commercials, followed by an update of your latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action about 5 minutes right here on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender in Falls City.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold in equal housing opportunity. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Chance for snow tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 28, winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow, chance of snow. Daytime highs approaching 37. Clear skies, tomorrow night, lows around 14. About an inch of snow, tonight through tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
All right, thank you very much, Megan. Currently here at the Sunny Studios, we've got mostly cloudy skies, 36 degrees. Our winds out of the northeast currently in between 5 and 10 miles an hour. We're at halftime here of Substate Girls Basketball. We'll have Randy back after this as Diller O'Dell, Johnson Brock, Girls High School Basketball Action continues right after this.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson Brock High School. It's halftime. The Johnson Brock Lady Eagles leading Diller O'Dell 36-27. I'm Randy Gatula. Seth Tollefson is our producer-engineer tonight back at the Sunny 101 studios. And tonight we're joining forces with the crew here from Johnson Brock's Drive TV.
Yeah, special thanks here to our laptop producer, Anthony Lundsman, our switcher, Gretchen Anthony, our cameraman, Isaac Hoff, and our floor cameraman, Lincoln Peck. And, of course, I'm Clara Heller. Happy to have Randy Gatul alongside me.
Thank you, Clara. Great bunch of kids to be working with here. Very quickly, we want to remind our listeners, this is of interest to our Diller O'Dell listeners and viewers tonight. I will be at Parkview Christian High School next Tuesday night for the Diller O'Dell Sacred Heart Boys Sub-District game. That'll be on our sister station, KTNC. Diller O'Dell fans, you can listen in at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live, select KTNC, and you can hear the Diller O'Dell boys next Tuesday night on KTNC. Yours truly calling the game. Back to live action. We move into the third quarter. It'll be Diller O'Dell with the first possession. Lady Griffin's down by 9, 36-27. At the free throw line, ball is stripped away from Miley Weirs. Picked up here on the near side, grabbed up by Kenzie Strine. Back to Weirs. She stands in the mid-court circle to the left elbow to Jaden Hayek. Hayek, couple of dribbles to the top of the key, feeds it inside to Bailey Vilda. Vilda's going to be tied up, and a jump ball, held ball is called. Good defense by Chloe Weiss. Possession arrow favors Johnson Brock. The Eagles get the ball back with a 9-point lead. It's a packed house here on the Johnson Brock side of things. Good turnout. Here's a steal. Inbound pass layup up and good by Aiden McKinney. McKinney with the first 2 points of the second half. Chloe Weiss is trapped in backcourt. She's going to get tied up, and the possession arrow is going to favor Diller O'Dell. Good defense there by Aiden McKinney. McKinney reached in on Chloe Weiss and got a hold of that basketball. So Johnson Brock back within, or rather Diller O'Dell back within seven now. They have the basketball. Inbound the pass to Kinsey Strine. Strine working one-on-one against Brooklyn Barron. Picks up her dribble. Now Strine needs help. Coming over to get the ball from her, Jayden Hayek. Hayek with a left-handed dribble. Across court pass to Kinsey Strine. Strine to Bailey Vilda. Right side, long three on the way from the corner. Miley Weir is off, no good. Rebound Johnson Brock. Taryn Ottoman with the ball. Ottoman pushing her down court. She had Knippelmeyer out ahead there for a moment, or Barron's rather. Now a kick basketball. Possession will stay with Johnson Brock. Most likely they'll play this in under the basket. Yes, they will. It'll be Lady Eagles basketball on the baseline. They'll play it in on the left side under their own backboard. Chloe Weiss will inbound the ball. 6:50 to go, third quarter, 36-29. The lead is 7 for Johnson Brock. Natalie Knippelmeyer for 3. She got it. Knippelmeyer with 14 points now in the ballgame for Johnson Brock. 39-29. The lead is 10. Baseline underneath. Ball tipped around. Ottoman is in backcourt. Gets rid of it to Buckmeyer. Into forecourt to Weiss. Weiss feeds back to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Again to Weiss. Almost stolen away down here by Miley Weirs. There's a three from the left wing. It's up and good. Buckmeyer. Brooklyn Buckmeyer with her first 3 points of the ballgame. Suddenly it's a 13-point ballgame. Timeout on the floor.
Now we'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Girls Basketball on Johnson Brock Drive and Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Gymnasium here, 6:19 to go, third quarter. Johnson Brock has jumped out to a 13-point advantage, 42-29. Here comes Dill Rodell on the attack offensively. Left side is Kinsey Strine with the dribble. Strine puts it to Hayek inside the paint, moving toward the basket. McKinney has it dribbled away and stolen by Buckmeyer. Brooklyn Buckmeyer's having herself a game tonight, not so much with points, but man, has she been active on the defense. Buckmeyer with the ball on the right side, up to Chloe Weiss. Weiss almost had it dribbled away to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Back to Weiss on the left wing now. On the left elbow, the hand to Buckmeyer. She's going to launch another three. This one is off, and the rebound pulled down for Diller O'Dell. Coming out with the ball is Aiden McKinney. She lost it. Back the other way. Into forecourt. Behrens feeds it underneath Weiss. Knippelmeyer can't go up with a shot. It goes out of bounds off of Knippelmeyer. Well, Johnson Brock's got to feel like they kind of squandered away an opportunity there. It looked like they were going to get some points for sure. Didn't happen.
Yeah, but definitely doing a lot better here on breaking the man-to-man press from Diller O'Dell.
Now, that press gave them fits in the first half. 42-29, a 13-point lead. Diller O'Dell needs points this trip down the floor. Miley Weirs with the basketball to the left elbow. Kiara Henneberg. Now it comes to Kinsey Strine. Strine hands up to Weirs. Weirs had 14 points in the first half. Here's Weirs for three. It's off the rim. Chasing after the ball. Kinsey Strine came down with it, but a collision. And probably going to see a foul here on Natalie Knippelmeyer.
Yeah, that'll be Knippelmeyer's second personal foul, first team here in the third half, in third quarter.
5:04 to play, third period. We got a barn burner going tonight here at Johnson Brock High School. Diller O'Dell, they've fallen behind by 13, but they can pop the threes. We've seen it. Now Bailey Vilda goes between the defenders, driving lay-in up. She got it, and she will be fouled. That was a sweet move by Bailey Vilda. Bailey's got 5 points now in the ballgame for the Lady Griffin. She'll be at the line for the and one. That's not who the foul was on, was it? That was the last time Knippelmeyer, that 22. Bailey Vilda for the and one. Takes aim. The shot is up and got it. Vilda has pulled the Lady Griffins back to within 10 points. 42-32 is the lead for Johnson Brock. Here comes Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer on the right side of the lane, top of the key. Natalie Knippelmeyer, three. Swish, nothing but nylon. That's her third three-pointer of the night. And Natalie Knippelmeyer with 17 points now in the ballgame. 45-32. The lead is back to 13 now for the Lady Eagles. Vilda dribbling around Weiss. Ball tipped around. Vilda got it back. Now loses the ball for a moment. Goes up with a shot. Doesn't get it. And the rebound to Chloe Weiss. Weiss starts up court. Met by Kiara Henneberg. Feeds it underneath. Oh, Natalie Knippelmeyer looked like she was going to have an easy play-in. Mom is right down here off my right, and she just about fell off of her stadium seat. Well, that one didn't go. Timeout taken on the floor.
We'll step aside here for 30 seconds. You're listening to Girls Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson Brock Drive.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular. So you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
Sunny 101.3.
Back with you inside Johnson Brock High School. 4 minutes, 13 seconds to play in the third quarter. 45-32, Johnson Brock up by 13. And here come the Lady Griffins. Miley Weirs with 14 points in the first half. Has not scored yet in the third quarter. Weirs comes to the top of the key to Kiara Henneberg. Back to Weirs in the corner. Weirs for three, right side. It's off, no good. Natalie Knippelmeyer there for the rebound. Johnson Brock doing a better job of breaking this press this time than they did in the first half. Now Weiss feeds to Knippelmeyer right side. Back to Weiss. Weiss underneath. Oh, nice feed from Weiss to Buckmeyer. Couldn't get it down. Buckmeyer saved it from going out of bounds, but it's going to be tipped by Diller O'Dell. Johnson Brock will get the basketball. I did not see the tip, to be honest with you, but apparently somebody got a hand on it over on the far side.
Yeah, and freshman Daly Pelican will be in here for Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Let her have a breather here.
3:40 to go, third quarter. 45-32. Inbound pass, Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens comes to the right side, gives off to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Now hands up Daly Pelican. Pelican in trouble. Got rid of it to Chloe Weiss. Tight defense being applied by Hayek. Weiss feeds underneath Ottoman. Laying up and good. Darren Ottoman has 13 points in the ballgame. 47-32, biggest lead of the game yet. A 15-point advantage now with 3 minutes and 14 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Up by 15, 47-32. Here's a steal. Down court, driving lay-in. Behrens up off the glass and good. And suddenly, 49-32, Johnson Brock starting to blow this thing open. Here's a driving layup up and off. No good by Miley Weirs. Rebound Ottoman. Outlet pass up court. Knippelmeyer. Natalie Knippelmeyer feeds to the left wing to Daly Pelican. Pelican dribbles in the paint. Takes it down the avenue. Falls to the floor. Back out top. They clear it out to Natalie Knippelmeyer for three. Hits off the rim. Doesn't go. Knippelmeyer follows her shot. And a whistle. I think they're going to get Knippelmeyer with a foul chasing after her own rebound here. No. Wait a minute. Knippelmeyer was one after the ball. They're going to put it on Pelican. Okay, interesting.
That'll be Pelican's third personal foul, second team foul this quarter here for the Eagles. And Pelican and Behrens will be subbed out here. Ottoman and Lainey Knippelmeyer and Brooklyn Buckmeyer back in the game.
All right, 2:36 to go, third quarter. 17-point lead at this point, up by 17. As we come into forecourt, Diller O'Dell needs points. They have to get something going here before the end of the quarter. Here's Strine with a jump shot. She gets her own rebound. Hands it off to Miley Weirs. Weirs, baseline left side in the corner. There's a three from the corner left side. Doesn't go. And the rebound brought down by Johnson Brock. We've got a player down for Diller O'Dell shaking up. Bailey Vilda slow coming down the floor. Laying up and good for Lainey Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer with her first 2 points. Timeout taken on the floor.
I will step aside here for a 30-second break. You're listening to Diller O'Dell versus Johnson Brock Girls Basketball right here on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson Brock Drive.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome those of you in the Diller O'Dell School District. Diller O'Dell Lady Griffin fans enjoying the broadcast tonight, either here on Sunny 101.3 or maybe also on Johnson Brock's Drive TV. If you couldn't make it down to Johnson tonight, we're sure glad to have you with us, as well as all of our normal Sunny 101.3 listeners here in Johnson Brock. Eagle fans, glad to have you tuned in. There's a layup off the glass of Loco, put up by Kenzie Strine. The ball is loose on the floor. Joey Weiss came dribbling out of there with it, and they're going to tag Weiss with a foul on the play. Isn't it amazing how half of the gym sees it one way and the other half sees it the other way? Diller O'Dell's basketball. They inbound it. Comes up top to Jaden Hayek around to the left side. Here's a long three that's in and out of there, and the rebound brought down by Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman down court, into court with it is Buckmeyer. She picks up the dribble, hands right back up to Ottoman. Buckmeyer underneath Laney Knippelmeyer. Shot is up for Laney, gets her own rebound, kicks it out to Buckmeyer. Up top, Ottoman, underneath Chloe Weiss. Weiss's shot is blocked. Shot Knippelmeyer up, off no good. Miley Weir's rebound. Weir's with the defensive board to bring the ball up court. Here comes Miley Weir. There's a collision. And Chloe Weiss collided with Kenzie Strine. I just don't think she saw her. Weiss was chasing Miley Weirs up the floor, and Kenzie Strine was set. Weiss just ran her over and will be called for the personal.
It's going to be Weiss's third personal here. Josh Brock, got to be careful a little bit. Three team fouls here as well.
All right. Here's Diller O'Dell now down by 51-32, down by 19 points. Left side, into the corner, open look, Hayek. Off the front of the rim, no. Rebound, clears it out to Kenzie Strine. Reach-in foul on Chloe Weiss. Weiss just picks up another personal. That's her fourth, I think.
Yes, that will be her fourth foul, and Pelican will be subbed in here so she can get a break, hopefully.
Daily Pelican.
The foul out.
Yeah, very good. 1 minute to play here in the third quarter. 51-32, a 19-point lead. Wait a minute, we got a buzzer. Seems to be an issue here at the scorer's table. They're going to call the referee in. I think Chloe Weiss thought she had five fouls the way she walked off the floor. And they're, oh, I see what it is. That's a 15 foul. That's what they were holding things up. We need to shoot these. At the free throw line will be Kenzie Strine. Kenzie is 2 for 2 from the line tonight. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up and off the back of the iron. She'll have another shot coming. That was a 15 foul. And they had missed that, so we're shooting two. Kenzie Strine, second free throw is up. This one is off also, and the rebound comes down to Daley Pelican. Pelican gets it out to Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman down court, has the ball dribbled away from her. Miley Weirs has the steal. Here comes Weir, jump shot in the paint. Off the rim, no. Rebound, Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman muscles that thing away from two or three defenders. Gets the ball out on the left side to Natalie Knippelmeyer, and Knippelmeyer will be fouled by Kiera Henneberg.
That'll be Henneberg's first personal foul. Two team fouls now here for the Griffins.
Not yet shooting the free throws here in the quarter. 44 seconds to play third period, 51-32. It's a 19-point Johnson Brock lead. Brooklyn Buckmeyer to the right side to Daley Pelican. Pelican just holds it a minute. Back up top comes to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer tips it to the left side. There's a steal by Miley Weirs. Weirs is going to take it for the driving lay-in. Up and good. Miley Weirs, her first 2 points of the second half. She's got 16 now in the ballgame. Makes it 51-34 with 18 seconds to play. Johnson Brock will play for one shot to end the third quarter here. Natalie Knippelmeyer backs it way out. Oh, she tried to put it inside, and the pass is stolen by Kenzie Strine. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Down court pass, right side, lay-in up. Off, no good. Try for the rebound. Follow shot, Strine is blocked. And there's the buzzer. No shot at the buzzer. That's the end of the third quarter.
Well, we'll take a one-minute break here. You're listening to Diller O'Dell against Johnson Brock here on Johnson Brock Drive and Sunny 101.3.
Life moves fast, and So does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded our convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
In the D2 sub-district being played at Fall City after one quarter, Fall City Sacred Heart leading Sterling 15-2 after one quarter. That game being heard live over on KTNC. John Nixon has the call. 15-2 after one quarter, Sacred Heart. We move to fourth quarter action here at Johnson. Johnson Brock up 51-34. Here come the Eagles. Daly Pelican driving lay-in up and good. Daly Pelican has a sweet little underhanded wrist flip shot, and she puts that up. Daly now with 8 points in the ball game, and it's back to a 19-point lead. There's a shot by Kiara Hennerberg at the free throw line, up and good. Kiara with a nice move to the bucket. She's got 5 points now for the Lady Griffins. 53-36. Daly Pelican, right side. This time she'll be fouled. Oh, wait a minute. They're going to go with an offensive foul here, I think, on Daly Pelican. Interesting. Daly limping just a little bit as she gets up from that. That'll be her fourth, I think.
Yeah, they're going to sub Lainey Knippelmeyer in here for her so she can recover and also avoid fouling out here.
All right, inbound the pass. Miley Weirs. Weirs with 16 so far tonight. She averages 21 on the season. 21.8 to be precise. There's a shot that's up by Kenzie Strine. Comes up short, partially blocked. It'll stay with Diller O'Dell. 7 minutes, 10 seconds to go in this sub-district final. Johnson Brock up 53-36. Diller O'Dell, inbound pass. Comes up to the left wing, back to Miley Weirs. Weirs, guarded by Natalie Knippelmeyer, tries to drive to the baseline. Puts it to the top of the key, around to Strine on the right wing. Strine at the free throw line. Hands it up to Madeline Party. Party across court. Bailey Bilda holds it. Again to Miley Weirs. Weirs, 12-foot jumper right side short. Bilda with a rebound. Bilda got the rebound and came down on top of Brooklyn Buckmeyer. And Brooklyn's going to be tagged for that one.
Yeah, that's going to be Buckmeyer's third personal foul here. Second team foul for Johnson Brock.
Brock down to 6:49 to go in the ballgame. Lady Griffins need to score quickly. Miley Weirs backs it out in the right corner. They've done a pretty good job of defending her tonight. She's a handful to guard. Into Bailey Bilda in the paint to the left wing. Jaden Hayek back up top to Miley Weirs. Natalie Knippelmeyer comes out on Weirs. Hayek to the right side. Open look, right wing for three. In and out of there. That shot by Madeline Hardy. Now a fight for the rebound. On the floor is Natalie Knippelmeyer battling with Kenzie Strine for the loose basketball. Held ball is called, I believe. Possession arrow favors Diller O'Dell. The Lady Griffins will keep the ball. Weirs will inbound it. Miley Weirs, just a junior. She's 5'8 and a junior. Leading this team in scoring with 21.8 points per ball game. Has 16 so far tonight. Weirs gets the ball back. Boy, they've done a good job of staying on her. Weirs with an open look three. That one won't go. Bounces around. It's fought for. Brought down over the far side by Jaden Hayek. Hayek clears it out of there. Gives a pass up to Madeline Party. Feeds it underneath. Strine goes all the way across the baseline. Now hands to Miley Weirs for a three from the corner that's off. No good. Bilda with the rebound again. This time Bailey Bilda was making contact. back coming over the back there. There's no such call as over the back, but that's what she was doing to Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Bill, the tag for that one.
Yeah, that'll be her third personal foul, first team foul here in the fourth quarter for the Griffins.
5:57 to go in the ball game. 53-36. Johnson Brock with the ball. This is Natalie Knippelmeyer. Timeout taken by Johnson Brock.
Yeah, we'll take a second break. You're listening to High School Girls Basketball right here on Sunday 101.3 and Johnson Brock's Drive.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School. I'm Randy Gattulo alongside Clara Heller, Seth Tollefson, our producer engineer. He's a man that has to push all the buttons at just the right time to keep us on the air. We appreciate your efforts, Seth. We move back to live action. 5:40 to go in the ball game with the basketball. Taryn Ottoman, they go around the horn with it to Knippelmeyer in the corner. Natalie Knippelmeyer tries to feed it inside. Bailey Vilda gets the steal. Stolen right back by Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman's going to slow it down, go to Natalie Knippelmeyer out to the corner. Laney Knippelmeyer for three, off no good. Rebound, Brooklyn Barons. Now Brooklyn Barons kicks to the right side. Natalie Knippelmeyer, looks like maybe Johnson Brock might be slowing things down just a little bit here. Up by 17 points with 5 minutes, 10 seconds to go. There's really no rush for them. Buckmeyer in the paint, gets it back out around the horn to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Now Miley Weirs comes out to challenge Knippelmeyer. She passes to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer has lost her dribble. Oh, a dangerous across-court pass, but she got it to Laney Knippelmeyer. Open look in the right side. Natalie Knippelmeyer not going to take it. Back up top it comes. Inside, there's Laney Knippelmeyer. Couldn't quite get that one to fall. Laney had a good look at it, though, inside the paint. Just couldn't get it to drop. 4:39 to play in the ballgame. 55-36, 19-point lead, Johnson Brock on top. Right side driving, lay-in, bank shot off the glass, up, off won't go for Madeline Party. Rebound to Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman outlet pass to Brooklyn Barons. Barons will bring it up court. She's being covered closely by Miley Weirs. Miley wants to come out after Brooklyn in the worst way. You can see that. Cross court it goes to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Now Weirs moves in on her. Bounce pass back to the top of the key. Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Around the horn on the outside perimeter, outside the three-point arc. They pass the ball. Holding it is Natalie Knippelmeyer, defended by Madeline Party. Knippelmeyer goes back to Buckmeyer, giving chase in the corner. Laney Knippelmeyer handles the ball. To the near side, Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Brooklyn, there's a whistle, and the foul is going to be called on Diller Odell. I think they'll play it in over here on the side, I believe. I'm not sure who they put that one on. Have they posted it here yet? 3:49 to go in the ballgame. It's 55-36. Johnson Brock by 19. And they will have the basketball coming out of this foul situation. Who was that one on?
They're going to put that on number 23, Miley Weirs, her third personal foul, second team foul here for Diller Odell.
All right, inbound the pass to Brooklyn Barons. Behind the back dribble, Barons into forecourt. Chloe Weiss on the right wing. Weiss in the paint, top of the key. Natalie Knippelmeyer hands it right back to Brooklyn Barons. Over to Weiss. Weiss on the left side. Then goes inside the free throw circle. Dumps it to the right wing to Brooklyn Barons. Bounce pass back up top. Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer hands to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Natalie gives it again to Knippelmeyer. Barons. Barons down to Weiss. Up top again it comes Knippelmeyer. Feeds it over to Weiss on the near side. They're just running clock here now. Brooklyn Barons bounce past Natalie Knippelmeyer. Man-to-man defense here. But Johnson Brock doing a great job of running clock. Now we're going to have a timeout taken on the floor.
Now we'll step aside here for another 30-second break. Stay with us right here on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson Brock Drive.
At Nemahai County Hospital, we're here to remind you that prevention is powerful. February is a month that goes beyond chocolates and roses.
It's National Cancer Prevention Month, dedicated to raising awareness about the importance of early detection, healthy living, and the fight against cancer. Never underestimate the power of prevention and early detection. We encourage you to schedule annual medical checkups and embrace an active lifestyle, including making healthy food and drink choices. Stay proactive, and remember, there is always hope.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We have a halftime score. A halftime score from Falls City now. Sacred Heart leading Sterling 24-9 at the half. That's in the Class B2 sub-district final. John Nixon has the call for you on that one over on KTNC. They've just now reached halftime, so if you're listening online at mscsports.net, when we wrap this one up tonight, you can just click over onto KTNC and hear the end of that one as John has the call. That's from the Rowe Activity Center in Falls City. Stay tuned for our postgame show tonight here, too. We want to give you a complete rundown. Claire and I will have some numbers to share with you. Here's an inbound pass that's tipped around and stolen, then stolen back. Somehow dribbling out of there, Buckmeyer got that ball off to her teammate, Chloe Weiss. Did a great job of maintaining the dribble as she fell to the floor. Here's Chloe Weiss down to Buckmeyer in the corner left side. The ball stolen away by Bailey Bilda. Bilda gets the steal. She'll come down court. Here's driving lay-in. Weirs couldn't get it. Oh, my goodness. Smiley Weirs doesn't miss many of those. Just would not fall for her. Back to the right side. That's Knippelmeyer up top. Barons finds Taryn Ottoman. Johnson Rock just kind of letting the air out of the ball here now at 2:27 to go. A reach-in foul is going to be called on Bailey Bilda.
That's going to be her fourth personal foul, third team foul here for Diller.
Diller O'Dell running out of time here now. They're down by 19 with 2:26 left to play. Back into the ballgame is Jaden Hayek. Hayek in replacing Bailey Bilda. I was just looking up and down the roster. I think there's only three seniors on this roster for Diller O'Dell. Most of this team's going to be back next year. On the dribble, at the top of the circle is Brooklyn Barons. They come to Chloe Weiss on the right side. Weiss picks up her dribble, finds Brooklyn Buckmeyer with the pass. As Buckmeyer starts to the near side, a reach-in foul is going to be called on Aiden McKinney, I believe.
Yeah, that's going to be McKinney's second personal foul. Four team fouls now for Diller O'Dell.
All right, into the ball game. Daly Pelican checks back in, replacing Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman goes out. Pelican checks in. Johnson Brock's basketball. Inbound into Brooklyn Barron. She gets the ball in backcourt. Guarded by Jaden Hayek in this man-to-man defense. Barron's hands the ball off to Knippelmeyer. Underneath Chloe Weiss in the corner. Weiss dribbles around the left corner. Takes it all the way in. Driving, laying up and good. Nice move to the bucket by Chloe Weiss. That's her first field goal of the night. She's got 4 points now. She had a pair of free throws in the first half. Miley Weirs can't get an open look. Miley wants to shoot it. Now goes inside. Here's a turnaround shot that's up. Partially blocked. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good by Jaden Hayek. Hayek got the follow shot, and we've got another timeout on the court.
Well, we'll take a 30-second break. You're watching on Johnson Brock Drive and listening right here on Sunny 101.3.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, not a lot of offense in this fourth quarter. It was 51-34 after three periods, and now 57-38. So only 6 and 7 points for these two teams in the first 6.5 minutes of the quarter. We've got 1:39 left to play. Again, we invite you to stay tuned for our postgame show. Those of you watching on Strive TV, they're going to stay with us and keep the audio up as we bring you the postgame scoring recap. So keep your laptop tuned in here and dialed in on Strive TV for the postgame. There's a long downcourt pass. Knippelmeyer breaks away with Weirs, driving lay-in up and good. Natalie Knippelmeyer added to her point total. She's got 19 now in the ballgame. We'll let you know how all your favorite players did during that postgame. There's Miley Weirs with a layup. She couldn't get it, but she's going to be fouled, and Miley Weirs will be at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots for Diller O'Dell.
That's going to be Daily Pelican's fifth personal foul here. She's going to foul out of the game. And for her, it's going to be Lainey Knippelmeyer. And that's three team fouls now for Johnson Brock.
Miley Weirs is 5 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight. She has 16 points in the basketball game. Here, shooting a couple, Miley Weirs takes a look at the shot. It's on the way up, and off, no good. Sat there for a minute, wouldn't drop for it. Miley's now made 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. As we said, she has 16 points tonight. Miley, just a junior. We'll be back for another year in a Griffin uniform next year. Second shot is up. It's good. She got that one. 17 points now for Weirs. A minute 23 to go. It appears Johnson Brock will be advancing to the district final next week. Wherever and whenever, we'll have coverage for you on that one, I assure you. Knippelmeyer on the floor. Gets the ball to Behrens. Behrens is double team. Finally dribbles out of it. Now we get a whistle and a foul is going to be called. And we're going to... Well, that's not going to be a... Yes, that should be the fifth, I believe. We should have Behrens going to the line. 15 foul there.
Yeah, I believe that foul is going to be called on Jaden Hayek. That's going to be her second personal foul. And it'll be 5 team fouls.
First shot is up and good for Brooklyn Behrens. She's now 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Behrens has 7 points in the ball game. She'll have another shot coming here. This one is up. It's good also. She made them both. 4 out of 4 from the line tonight. 8 points in the ballgame for Brooklyn Behrens. Just over a minute to go in the contest. 1:05 to play. Weirs in for the driving layup. Block, the whistle, and the foul. We want to acknowledge the seniors here for Dillard O'Dell playing their final game tonight in a Lady Griffin uniform. Tatum Schroeder, 5'2 and a senior. Kenzie Strine, a 5'7 senior. Kiera Henneberg, a senior at 5'6. All three of those young ladies playing their final game here for Diller O'Dell in a basketball uniform. The first free throw has been good for Miley Weirs. She got that one. She's got 18 points now, getting closer to her average of 21.8, looking for a 19th point here at the line. Miley Weirs, free throw is up. This one is good also. She's got 19. Again, we want to acknowledge those seniors putting in their final effort tonight here for the Diller O'Dell Griffins. Johnson Brock with 1 minute to play, leading 59-41 into forecourt. Buckmeyer, I don't think Johnson Brock's going to try and put, they're going to take their foot off the gas here. They're not going to try and do much offensively other than run clock. Behrens on the dribble out near the midcourt circle, giving chase on Behrens there in the ballgame now is Madison Roseball. Now coming into the ballgame with Tatum Schroeder's out there, one of the seniors. Schroeder chasing after Behrens. Tatum Schroeder chases her at the far side. Madeline Roseball picks her up over there. Roseball had her trapped for a moment. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Roseball, the sophomore.
That'll be her first personal foul. And Johnson Brock in bonus. Behrens will go straight to the line.
Brooklyn Behrens will be at the free throw line. She's a perfect 4 for 4 from the line so far tonight. This shot is on the way up and good. That makes her 5 for 5, and she's got 9. She hits this one, she can get double figures here for the ballgame.
And she is usually 60% from the free throw line so far this season.
Tonight, she's doing a little better now. She's 6 for 6, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn Behrens in double figures, 10 points, 6 of those coming at the free throw line. Down to 24 seconds. Again, stay tuned for our postgame show, both here on Sunny 101.3 and on Johnson Brock Strive TV. We want to share all the numbers with you. Tatum Schroeder dribbles to the corner on the left side, gives back to Kenzie Strine, reverse layup. Strine doesn't go. Lainey Knippelmeyer with the rebound. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Karen Ottoman dribbles into forecourt. And that will be your ball game. A 20-point win tonight for Johnson Brock. 61-41 is your final. Johnson Brock with the win. They will advance to the district finals as they get the win here tonight. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout. Then we'll be back both here on Sunny 101.3 and on Strive with the postgame show in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms.
Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Hi, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts. In addition to our taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga courses, we also offer self-defense seminars for your business or group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs, and we can do them on location. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain with games, activities, and board breaks. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Clara Heller, welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School. Our final score tonight, Johnson Brock 61, Diller O'Dell 41.
Well, our post-game show is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by to see Jake or Tasha Armsmeck at Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
All right, let's take a look at the individual numbers. First for Diller O'Dell tonight, they were led by Miley Weirs. She had 19 points in the game. Adding six was Bailey Buildup. Aiden McKinney also had 6 points for the Lady Griffins. 3 points tonight for Jaden Hayek. 5 for Kiera Henneberg. And Kenzie Strine added 2 for their total of 41 points. For the Johnson Brock Eagles tonight, 61 points on the board. Three players in double figures. Natalie Knippemeyer, a big night, led the way with 19 points. Taryn Ottoman had 13. Adding 10 was Brooklyn Behrens. 8 points tonight for Daly Pelican. 4 for Chloe Weiss. Brooklyn Buckmeyer had 3. And Lainey Knippemeyer with 2 for their total of 61. The score by quarters, Diller O'Dell led after one quarter, 19-16. At halftime, Johnson Brock was up by 9, 36-27. By the end of the third quarter, Johnson Brock had kind of taken command here. They were up 51-34 before going on to the 61-41 final score in tonight's ballgame.
Well, this post-game scoring recap has been presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. When you're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armsmeck, Farm Bureau Financial Services, it's your future. Let's protect it.
The live coverage of high school basketball continues tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3. I will be in Nebraska City. The Sacred Heart Irish Boys, their final regular season game of the year as they take on the North Central Catholic Knights. Also tomorrow night over on KTNC, Cody Swan will have the Fall City Tigers hosting the Fairbury Jeffs. That's a 6:45 tip-off for that one in Fall City. Next week, we want to point out to our Diller O'Dell viewers and listeners, we will have coverage of the Diller O'Dell boys game with Sacred Heart. That'll be live from Parkview Christian, and that game is coming up next Tuesday night. Also Tuesday night, John Nixon will have the Fall City Tigers playing at Auburn. That'll be boys district action. So, Clara, your final thoughts on this one?
Well, it was a pretty good game in the first half. Diller O'Dell putting on a lot of defensively. Johnson Brock was struggling at first to get offensive points, but by the second half, they've broken their press, and we're getting points up on the board.
All right, that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school basketball. For Seth Collison, our producer-engineer, for Clara Heller, my color commentator tonight, and all the rest of the Strive kids here at Johnson Brock, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles 61, Diller O'Dell 41. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank has a promotional CD rate offering 5.25% APY on a 7-month CD or 5.10 APY on a 13-month CD. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required. Frontier Bank has a variety of savings options and would love to visit with you to find the best option for you. You can also visit frontier.bank for additional information. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Come for the rate and stay for the security. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Bonnie City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you service your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.